to look this up now. I'm so sorry. Hold on.
Do your thing. Do your thing.
2 seconds. I got you. Did you get the ballin' at what cost items? Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Ballin', but at what cost?
Exactly. It's just like the meme. Oh, this is 14. No, this is 15. This is because Hampton's episode ain't come out yet. All right. Sweet. Now I'm going to do the fucking intro.
Let's do it.
It's like cutting a promo. It's like, but I'm not in my car and I'm not talking about some other.
Everybody cuts promos in their
cars. That's like,
man.
They go, I have to do a promo. Let me get in my car. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Dying to Talk, episode 15. It's our quince. It's our 15th mm-hmm. episode. We got a very special guest. We got a longtime friend of mine, somebody I'm very proud to call a homie, rapper, surgical tech, wrestler, mm-hmm. car mechanic, mm-hmm. man bun connoisseur.
You got it.
Energy drink wearer. Drinker.
Where?
And I don't know why I said where.
If I spill it on myself, maybe.
Then I guess he is wearing it. Beanie rocking.
I do rock a beanie.
Jeans.
A lot.
Wrangler.
They're Lee.
Oh, Lee. We got. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Lee jeans. Fuck. All right. I thought they were Wrangler. Yeah, change that. Anyway, we got Joe like a boss. Joe Smalls in the building. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good, man. And I'm proud to call you a homie, too. I just want you to know that, man.
From one white boy to another.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Straight up.
How you doing? How's your week going? Doing all right?
Yeah, it's going good, man. Just doing my thing.
Yeah.
You know?
What is your thing?
Well, today, I made a theme song for a wrestler that me and you both know.
Oh.
Casey James.
Oh. Casey. What's his real? Tim. Tim. Shout out, Tim.
Tim Neely?
I think so. Tim Neely. You just gave his whole government out
I
there.
I did.
Was it for Dagan Ra?
It was for Dagan Ra.
Yo, Dagan Ra, bro. Mm-hmm. Independent wrestlers, beware. Dagan Ra is coming. That'll be $50, Tim, for the free plug. Actually, it was Casey James was the person who got me to like the sauce like off the ground. Yeah. Like,
no way.
I thought about doing the character, and then after the first promo, he was like, you're the boss of the sauce. Like, that's just what it has to be. And then he helped me come up with my finisher. And then every once in a while, yeah, so like he did help me.
I did not realize he was such a big part of your wrestling career.
Yo, I owe him everything.
Holy shit.
That's all I'm going to talk about him. No more.
Okay. We're off that.
Now, then it's going to become the Heretics podcast or some shit. Maybe I should have them on one day. That's what's up. That's what you did today?
Today, yeah, I did that. I recorded a couple other songs and stuff. Got some music I'm working on. I'm looking to release a lot this summer.
Nice. Me too. I released last night, right before I went to bed. And then this morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gotta get that out, man.
Gotta release. I'm just kidding. That's what's up. My day's going all right. My week's okay. I'm doing one of these, like, I decided to take a few days off just to, like, enjoy myself. And then about, like, 20 minutes into enjoying myself on Friday after I got out of work, I was like, you lazy fuck. You should be working. You should be doing stuff. So I'm trying to just be like, yo, Mike, chill. One thing at a time. Get it done.
You gotta get that balance, man.
Yeah. You're fucking telling me I gotta get that balance. But the week's been good. Some new additions to the desk here. Got an Eddie Guerrero figure.
That's sick.
Didn't want to take it out of the box. I couldn't do it.
Was that an Among Us character?
That is Among Us.
What is a little knob on his head? Or is that a marshmallow?
It's toilet paper. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's the one except. It came with toilet paper and a piece of cheese, but I can't find the piece of cheese. You like my Beetlejuice Roman bust?
Yo, that is
tough?
Bro, everything on this desk is crazy.
It's going to get crazy.
Is that Shrek, but a Buddha? That's mm-hmm. cool, man.
Yep. Got those two things at a horror convention. Got this at Walmart the other day. It's like a ice cream pop
Ninja
thing.
Turtle.
And then got this ramp at Sausage Fest 2024 in Knoebels in Pennsylvania. It was like a fingerboarding convention.
Oh, okay. That's why you call it Sausage Fest.
Yeah. It was literally called Sausage Fest.
Oh, okay.
Brand Sausage Ramps. I'm not sponsored by them, but if you want to send me some free stuff, put out the event. It was actually pretty fun.
That's really cool.
Not gonna lie. I met that. You ever see that dude on like Instagram, like the heavier kid with the glasses? He's always like doing training. Does that?
Maybe. I don't know if I've seen it.
I'll show you the picture. I'll add it in here, right here.
Wow, that's crazy how he looks like that, dude.
I know, right?
I know that guy.
I look good in that picture.
Yeah. Brings out your
opening segment, Joe. Are you fucking ready?
I'm ready, dude.
Are you ready? I don't think you are.
Dude, I'm so ready.
Whose pants are these? Joe like a boss.
Whose pants are those? Are these?
Yeah.
These are my pants, yeah.
Where'd you get them?
I guess Amazon, if I had it.
Amazon?
Yeah.
You got dungarees via Amazon.
Yeah, because wow. I'm lazy. I don't like clothes shopping. I know my waist size. I know my length size.
32-32.
I always just, you know, it's once you know, you don't have to go to the store, deal with, you know, all that. Mm-hmm. Just go on Amazon, look up Lee jeans, not Wrangler.
Oh, Lee jeans. They
Lee
are Lee.
Jeans.
Okay. They're Lee jeans. You're a Lee Jeans fan, aren't you?
Well, you know what it is? They have this like adjustable like waistband. So like as I'm working on cars or doing whatever I have to do, like they're very like, I could do anything in them.
He can do anything in his Lee Jeans.
Yeah, you know.
Damn, that's what's up. I can kind of do anything in the pants that I'm wearing. It's my classic Gap black khakis. I got a million one pairs. I was actually at Old Navy today, and Kara convinced me to buy like, they're like cotton shorts, but they're like drawstring. They're like still like, they're not like gym shorts, but they're not like sleep shorts. They're still like, I don't know. They're comfortable as fuck. They're like $10.
Hell yeah.
And I got two colors.
What colors did you get?
I got charcoal and beige.
Ooh.
That'd be stunning.
Hell yeah, all summer.
Yeah, all summer. That's the thing. I always wear like, I'm the same way. Like when I know what I like, I'll just spam by it. I don't have time to try new things. I don't have the self-esteem, the confidence to try new things. Yet.
I guess, I don't know. I'm kind of the same way. I don't know if it's because of a self-esteem issue or anything. I just kind of know what I like.
Yeah.
I guess it's the Steve Jobs method, if you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you wear the I mean, same you're dressed like day. Steve Jobs if he dropped out of high school and went to a trade school.
Yes, sir. That's me. That's what I aspire to be. I'm glad you
hell yeah.
put two and two together.
Well, maybe it's one of those things like it's one less decision you have to make.
Yes.
It's just like, whatever. I know that's what I'm going to wear today. Like, mm-hmm. if I don't have to sit there and think about what shirt am I going to wear, what pants am I going to wear, because it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that concludes whose pants are these.
Hell yeah.
For those of you who don't know who Joe Smalls is, a.k.a. Joe Like a Boss, a.k.a. JLB. Sorry, I'm fangirling. He's one of my favorite guests ever. I'm going to give him the chance to introduce himself to you guys. Joe?
Well, my name is Joe. He did a great job introducing me at the beginning of this podcast. I think you hit everything on the head there.
I did. We can wrap it up right now.
Yeah, pretty much. I think you nailed everything, man. I work on cars. I do music. I do wrestling. What am I missing? I think that's pretty much it.
All right. That's a good place to start. Where are you from, Joe? Where are you from?
Newburgh, New York. Right Newburgh. Here where we're sitting now. Same city.
You grew up in the city? Oh, no. You grew up over by, like, Pass
Well,
Fair,
yeah.
Right?
I bounced around a bit, but yeah. But yeah.
So what did you discover first? Wrestling or music?
Wow. Well, technically wrestling first.
Really?
And that dates back to Jordan, who was an earlier guest.
Former guest, Jordan Oliver, East Coast ace.
When we were kids, I think I was, like 6 or 7. He was 5 or 6. I mean, I think every kid in elementary school watched wrestling, but, like, he really, like, emphasized, like, oh, watch this, do this, blah, 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 blah.
Obsessed.
And I really got into it because I was best friends with him as a kid. And
gotcha.
That's now, how it all started.
When he was on the show, he talked about how you guys first met. And he explains a story that you guys were on the bus and, like, he, like, charged at you and you slammed him or something onto the seat.
Yes.
What is your side of the story?
So from what I remember, so him and his sister rode the same bus as me. Mm-hmm. And the reason her sister is important is because I had made a joke that only a clever first grader can come up with. And I was calling her names like Della, Bella, Jello, right?
You know, okay, that's hurtful. Things.
Yeah, I was really dug deep there.
Yeah,
and Jordan didn't like that. I remember he did one of these, like where he's punching his hand, and he was like, I'm gonna beat you up for talking junk about my sister.
Yeah.
And I remember he ran at me. I think I did slam him on the seat, and I want to say we didn't like each other. And then like the next day, I remember he said something along the lines of, "Wow, you slammed me like John Cena did," and I was like, oh, wow, you like wrestling. That's cool. I've watched it.
Oh, so you're a wrestler fan, huh?
Yeah. And pretty much that's how it went.
He's such a worker for that.
Yeah.
He probably got up. He goes, hey, brother, that was good. That was good.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Polish that up.
He shook my hand. He was like, yeah.
That was good, brother. I'd work you again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he shared that story, and I was like, well, now I got to get the other side, and now we finally do.
That's from what I remember. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to remember.
And this is first grade?
20 years ago.
Holy shit.
19 years ago? This is a long time ago. I want to say it was in first grade or second grade, and he was in kindergarten or first grade. One of the two. Mm. Somewhere along the
road. Gotcha. And thus began the long friendship that is Joe Like a Boss.
Yeah, he used to be decked out. He used to have the wristbands. Remember the John Cena wristbands?
The sweatbands?
The little, yeah.
Or like the ones you slap?
No. Like they were like
the ones that he would wear.
Yeah,
sweatbands.
Yeah, I remember he had those and said, "You can't see me."
Did you have those?
No, he had them.
Oh, Jordan did.
Yeah, and I was a big John Cena mark when I was a kid. So I was like, oh, dude, that's so cool that you have that.
This was during his like Thugonomics gimmick too, right? So this is probably like, I want to rap.
Mm-hmm.
So segueing on that, for those of you who don't know, he's a lyricist. A rapper?
I like to say I'm just an artist. I just like an to artist. Sing. I
so
like
humble.
To do this. I like to rap, whatever.
All right. So John Cena was your inspiration to get into music?
No.
That's
no.
what it sounded like you were going for.
And, you know, honestly, it could no, definitely not. I mean, I guess maybe to some degree I thought he was cool when I was a kid. Maybe somewhere deep down I was like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't be like that. But no, not necessarily. I think my love for hip-hop came for, like, I guess from, I would love to sit here and say Tupac and Biggie,
uh-huh.
but they were a little before my time. So yeah. it was more like the Kanyes, the Jay-Zs, the Game, Eminem.
Yeah, that early 2000s rap.
Yeah, all that
stuff.
That
was like a, that was a tough era in rap music. I remember, yeah. like, stealing my brother's iPod and just, like, bumping, like, Eminem primarily, because my brother's a big Eminem fan, and just, like, sitting in the backseat of my mom's car, like, yeah, I'm going through it right now.
yeah,
in
right.
first grade. I got out in dodgeball, and I'm just like,
you better lose yourself.
Yeah, no, literally. literally. So, when did you begin writing or producing your own music?
Let me think. High school is when I first started getting into the rap scene. And I remember in the hallways of NFA, I went to North, but in the hallways of NFA North, they used to do these little rap ciphers before yeah. school and stuff. And I remember my high school best friend, Jerome, was kind of always pushing me to like, oh, you should try this, you should try this, you should try this. And I was always too nervous to do that because yeah. I was like, I don't want to look like an idiot, 14-year-old kid. I had the mop top, if you
yeah,
remember.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Yeah. yeah, I had the mop top. Nobody there, like, I would look so different from everybody else. Like, I was like, oh, man, I don't fit in here at
I'm
all.
I'm going to add a picture of you in the mop top
oh,
now.
Oh, God.
Just because. Look yeah. at that fucking thing.
Yeah, dude.
Look at that. Yeah, I remember meeting you for the first time, and I'm like, yo, this kid looks like the most Disney Channel high school bully I've ever seen with that yeah, mop top.
I guess that was me, huh?
Yo, shoot, bro said.
I would like to think I wasn't a bully though, but yeah, no. I definitely had the hair.
Yeah. yeah.
And I went through a little chubby phase
so
there.
So you eventually ended up doing, you hopped in the cipher?
Yeah, eventually I did. And then I remember I forgot what I spit, but I did some bars or whatever. And then the whole crowd's like, oh, shit. And I got that feeling of like, oh, damn, that's so cool.
Yo, I got this.
And then, yeah, then SoundCloud was just starting
yep.
to be a cool thing back then. So I put some songs out on SoundCloud. And then people were like, oh, I heard you on SoundCloud.
What was it?
Blah,
Do you
blah, blah,
remember
blah.
Any of the names of the OG songs?
Oh, God. Nope.
Damn.
It's out there, though.
Yeah,
I can't delete
it. Is it still there?
If you look up Joe Like a Boss on SoundCloud, you'll find my stuff, but you'll find, like, an old one. I think I remember the picture is, like, me in a black hoodie and a hat, and I'm like this, like, saluting.
I know exactly what
Do you know what I'm
talking about? Yeah, I do,
and,
actually.
That
just, like, very clearly just popped in my head.
And I promise you that it's so bad.
Yeah.
It's like comically bad.
Would you be pissed if I added it into the... No, I'd probably get flagged. We won't.
That probably wouldn't get flagged.
All right, good. Maybe we'll add that in.
But please don't.
Make our listeners suffer.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was very... if I could delete it, I would. I just don't remember the password.
Well, I mean, you didn't know what you were doing at the time necessarily, but you wouldn't have gotten where you are now if you didn't. I mean, I look back at the first things I did and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? But you got to grow from somewhere.
That's true. You got to start somewhere.
And it's always like, there's nothing more entertaining, at least to me, like watching my, like when I watch back like BEW, I go, what the fuck, bro? What? For those of you who don't know what BEW is, it was Backyard Entertainment Wrestling, which is where me and Joe met. It was in Navon McDonald. Shout out to him. This is Backyard in New Windsor. Like
yeah,
right on the border of New Windsor, Newburgh.
Fern Avenue.
Yep. Fern Avenue. And how I got to BEW was through Jordan Oliver, which we talked about in the previous episode, which was last season. If you haven't listened to that, definitely listen to it. It's an amazing episode. And Joe Like a Boss and I met for the first time backyard wrestling and a trampoline in
yes.
high school.
Yeah, that was still the trampoline days. Yep, I remember I was like 14.
You were at
probably?
The top of the car. You were about to be the champ.
Yeah, bro.
At that point,
I was the man.
Is that where Chemical? And I think you debuted Chemical Reaction there.
Ironically, Jordan also got me there, right?
Yeah.
And he also helped me come up with the name Chemical Reaction
and
the whole bit. Yeah, I remember that. He was
which
like,
is just an RKO,
pretty much
a cutter.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah,
yeah. But you know, you got to call it something different. You know?
Yeah, you yeah. can't. No, totally. I mean, it's one of the best finishers ever.
Yeah, especially because I think around that time too, Vine was super popular and people were doing the RKO out of nowhere as like a trend back
yeah.
then where they were like RKOing people into pools and random things like that.
Make perfect sense. And now like, I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's like so popular, the RKO. So that way, even though like, yeah, we just wrestle on the indies and NUW, but when still people see you do that, or they mm-hmm. see anybody do that, they say, "Oh,
yeah, like, yeah, right, you right." Know. You don't have to be a wrestling fan to appreciate the RKO, exactly, just because of the
simple maneuver,
awesome, and how cool it is, and how simple it is. It's a very simple move.
Yeah, I mean, there's been times where I'm like, I want to just jump and grab that person's head and like bring it to the ground.
You know,
just, I gotta clap first, so yeah, you know, so it's cool.
Get the timing right.
What?
Every time I see my nieces.
You just want to RK your knee. I'm looking at my nephew and he's still like a baby, but I'm just like, yo, when you're like 3 or 4, I'm gonna power bomb you off of a table, bro.
Uncle
like
Mike.
You're done.
Shout out to Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike. I am an uncle.
That's congrats, man.
I am. Spencer's an uncle also. Are you an uncle?
I am an uncle, yeah.
You have a nieces and nephew?
You have
siblings?
I have a sister, an older sister.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. She had her first child a few years ago. A couple years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. She was very far away. We're not as in touch as I'd like to be.
She's not local. Gotcha.
Yeah, no, no, no. She's quite far away.
So your uncle like a boss.
Uncle like a boss, yeah.
So with the like a boss, so obviously like a boss is your rap name is Joe Like a Boss, and it's very of its time when you got into rapping.
Mm-hmm.
How come you never changed it?
I don't know, man. I just kind of stuck with a lot of, you know, this is making me reflect a lot because you're even like the chemical reaction. I'm like, damn, I really do the same thing that I was doing when I was like 14,
but there's
15.
Nothing fucking wrong with that.
And then
at
like
all.
Joe Like a Boss, I'm like, damn, I've really been sticking with the same name since I was, like,
bro,
14,
my fucking
15.
Gamer tag has been MikeyP_18 since I was like in the fourth grade.
You know,
I'm 25 years old and my gamer tag's Mikey P.
I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
I guess my theory is too, is like the people that I never wanted to make, I guess I never made the transition because, you know, the people that know me as Joe Like a Boss, if I change the name, now I got to go through the whole, oh, I'm not that anymore.
I'm not that anymore.
I'm just this or that.
It's
or
like
whatever.
A gimmick change, which in wrestling can kill it, you know.
Can kill
your whole fucking thunder. But yeah, I always was like curious as to that. But also too, like the fact that you stuck with keeping that name, that's like, yo, at the end of the day, who gives a fuck? Like,
yeah,
there could be the next so-and-so like or whatever. But it reminds me always of like, you know, when you got that one email address that you haven't changed in like a while, and then you're shopping and they go, that. What's your email? And then it's like, guitar guy 88 AOL. That's just, if I had a rap name, I would want to be called like Speed Limit or something. Like
speed
something
limit.
I don't know. Speed Limit always comes up, or like,
I wanted to stay away from the littles and the youngs.
MC Prawn.
MC
know?
Prawn.
I don't know. I just made that up. I just completely fucking made
MC
that up.
MC Perillo.
No, I can't rap. I can't. I tried to rap for a guest that we had on, Shad. It failed. I cut it out of the episode
because
I was like, yo, this is about it. I'm about to cook. And then I was like,
oh, Mike, we're going to have to cook something up and you're going to rap, bro.
Right now?
Like, sure.
All right. Well, no, we're not doing that. Fuck that. I can't rap, dude. They can't. They
bro,
can't
all
know
you
I rap.
Do is just say words and come up with a rhyme and then do it again.
Come up with a rhyme and do it in the nick of time.
Oh, there you go, bro.
Oh, what you mean?
Says he's not a rapper. He's a poet. He didn't even know it. That's
poet
crazy.
And he didn't even know it. Yo, this fucker don't stop rapping. So, when I started to get older, move on past high school, were you ever looking to pursue? Because I know music's not your main. Like, you have a day job. You have an amazing day job.
Thank you.
Way more money than I do. But was music or wrestling ever like, I'm going to do this as a career? Because it seems like now you're definitely like, it's more of like a thing for you to do.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I kind of stuck with wrestling, cars, and music all being hobbies. But I figured I turned them all into sources of income.
Yeah.
Water each plant. See which one grows.
There you go.
See which one pops.
And at different points in time, you've had different ones.
Yeah,
because you were on the indies for a little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't. I realized pretty early on into my independent wrestling career, that it wasn't for me. Like, I wasn't really looking to travel hours away, spend the whole day working, you know, setting up the ring, doing all this, wrestling, dealing with all these, you know, there's a lot of toxicity, especially in the smaller indie scene.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're.
Oh, absolutely.
You're just as aware as I am. And then for all that, just to make, I don't know, $40, $50.
If that.
Yeah, that barely covers the gas back and forth. You know what I mean? So I was just like, I think I would rather just see my homeboys, something homegrown, blow up into something. That's why I'm rocking with NUW and I'm trying to push, you know, them to go further, make it indoors, make it its own thing. And I could say that I'm a part of something that's pretty cool.
And I mean, it's obviously, like, time, like you were saying, you know, water the plants, see what grows. Like, we did go from wrestling in a mom's backyard and trampolines, wearing N1 shorts and fucking t-shirts and sneakers, to now we have like a venue, we have a ring, we have legitimate workers, like,
right,
and we're booking like quality show after quality show. And I mean, we're not unique, anybody can do that, but it's a test of, like, just like with the music, time, you continue to grow these things and you never know, it could sprout.
Yeah,
it could be a tomato, it could be a zucchini, it could be another plant,
could be,
you never fucking know.
And the other plan is it turning into another opportunity, because you never know.
Or the plan could, like, be a gun and it just shoot you.
That would be a sweet release, baby.
With music, was that going to be, like, you know, you still see, like, that as a career, or is it still as a hobby? Because you produce also.
Yeah, so I do play the guitar a bit. I dabble in different instruments and whatnot. I mean, if it does, it does. I mean, so far I've been... The most success I've had is making songs for other wrestlers, obviously, making Jordan's theme song. I made this guy Chip Day's theme song. Yankee uses my theme song, which is one of my songs.
That's
a
good song.
And now I made the one for Dagon Raw, and I might be missing one somewhere. I don't know. But anyway, that's where I've eaten the most. Obviously, Jordan, going around the world, playing that theme song, that's my most popular song. It's the only song that
which
I've
is called...
Heard. Young, Dumb, and Broke.
By yes, Joe sir. Like a Boss. Which, yeah, no, that's pop. Like, I mean, you watch on Jordan's matches, the crowd's chanting that.
They love it. Yeah, when I went to the GCW Jersey Cup show and I performed it live,
yeah,
they were singing every word. That's and I so thought cool. That was really cool. And I never thought that song was going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And it became, like, the most popular song.
Well, it goes back, like, the symbiotic relationship between wrestling and music. It's fucking huge. I mean, like, a lot of my music tastes are because of wrestling. My whole workout playlist is, like, predominantly wrestling theme songs. And, like, usually you're a big wrestling fan. I'm a big wrestling fan. Think back to your favorite wrestler. You know their theme song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter who it is. Even the most obscure, like, people like Yoshitatsu. That motherfucker had a banger theme song.
Word.
Right? Hell Paul yeah. London, Brian Kendrick. Like, all, like, not so much obscure as, like, Yoshitatsu is, but then you got, like, the big one, Triple H.
Oh, the game?
Stone Cold.
I used to think they all used to sing their own theme song. Yeah, I got
Triple H does sound like he would sing like that.
It's time to play the game.
You know, and he, like, he's had Motorhead make all of his theme songs. I love Motorhead, and I discovered them because of playing, like, SmackDown versus Raw, going, yo, who's that guy's voice? And I'm like, look it up one day. I'm like, oh, what's this band? And then now I fucking love listening to Motorhead, bro.
Great, you know, great band.
You know what I fucking mean, bro? Edge.
Yeah, Edge. Radar.
That's like, that's the thing. And, you know, that's like another plant. That's like a plant hybrid, because your wrestling and your music intertwined and now created another, like, source of revenue out of it.
Yeah.
So you could still wrestle and you could still network. But hey, if you need a theme song.
Or yes.
If people are at shows and go, hey, who made that song for you? Would you ever make a song for me?
If you, 100%, bro.
Would you make a Dying Industry Films theme
100%,
song?
100%, bro.
Yo.
All you have to do is ask, and the only thing I'd be like, yo, cover my studio time, I got you guys.
Oh, hey, well, now we got the studio for you. And that one microphone, that's all you get.
Oh, that's all I need, baby.
And Spencer has, like, you have Logic, right? Boom.
Nah, no beats, bro. Just, like, bang on the table.
Like, stomp style?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Just go.
Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah, we've always had Dying Industry and myself. We've always had a good relationship with musicians. You... Sidewalk, shout out to him. Another previous guest, Sael, Decent Colors, Cortez, like all those guys. Like, because the one thing we always lack in, we'll make something and go, all right, now what music do we put to it? What do we do? And obviously, like, Miles has always scored stuff for us. Quinn, fuck him, he's the worst.
Familiar,
good. And yeah, it's always good to, like, it's like the music is the one thing I'm like, I can't do it. Like, I've tried. Like, I could play guitar. I've tried to write stuff. Sucked.
Now, this guy's got a banger and nobody knows it. And
I do?
It's on your Instagram. I don't know if it's still there. But remember when your old Civic broke down and you made that song on the side of the road?
Yeah,
you
it was said, called Us.
I'm stuck.
And then parentheses, on the side of the highway.
Of the highway.
So context to that was I was listening to the Edge and Christian podcast. Randy Orton was a guest. And then all of a sudden, my car, it was a 2003 Civic, which the week before, or like a couple weeks before that, you left your mobile charger in my car because we went to, I think, Tom's for a show, and I had to pick you up. I had to drive all the way to fucking Newburgh and pick you up.
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
because I remember I have a picture of that somewhere on my phone of that day, because I think the boys existed at that point. My car broke down, and I had my guitar with me, and I was like, I could be out here for God knows how long, because it was in the middle of the night. It was freezing, so I just, fuck it. I just started writing this. I just started
strumming along.
I'm really good at coming up with, like, improv comedy songs. Like, my girlfriend and I will just, like, put on an instrumental version of something, and I'll just make up lyrics, and it can be really funny, but nothing I would ever be willing to put out in the public ethos. I did make an EP, though.
Really?
One time. I did.
Mike.
Spencer and Quinn helped me make it. It was a Valentine's Day gift for my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. Fuck, it was just all covers. I went in. I thought I cooked, but then I'm like, I would love to listen to that back. I would love to.
Oh, you don't have it anywhere?
I don't think so. Oh. Quinn said he has the... like files for it somewhere.
Okay.
But the one of one hard copy is definitely in a garbage somewhere.
Damn. That's tough.
Go ahead.
You don't think she listens to it? She cherishes it?
Oh, she does.
She probably puts it on and goes, yo, listen to my stupid fuck ex-boyfriend who thinks he's an actor. Send made.
It to all of her new boyfriend.
Well, joke's on her. You well, have if a it podcast. Is, I have a Don podcast. Films industry, bro. No, I'm playing.
If you're listening... One, you're weird, but send me a copy. I'd love to listen.
I do. I honestly would too. Mike, so I think you're more creative than I think you give yourself credit for.
Maybe.
I think so.
Well, you know what it is, and I, fuck it, lore dump. I realized very recently that I care so much about how I'm perceived that I have to downplay how passionate I am about stuff, and I have to downplay how much I want to be good at something, because the last thing I want is people to go, look at this guy trying, look at this dude thinking he's this. I realized that the other day.
Yeah, when like, we were actually talking about this not that long ago, yeah, at the wrestling show, and I was like, Mike, about bro.
It, and you and I have talked about it, and Elizabeth, our new acting teacher, made me realize that the other day, and I was like, holy shit. And people think I need to go to therapy. I just figured it out for free.
There you go.
Fuck that. I used to go to therapy, but what the fuck were we talking? Yeah, that's why I can't give myself credit. Because I'm my biggest critic, for sure. And I know there's probably somebody out there that's like, fuck this guy, he sucks. But also, too, fuck you. And thank you for paying attention.
Yeah, right? Who cares?
But, you know, I flip-flop hard. But definitely the perception, something I've been always struggling with. That's kept me back in wrestling.
That fuck-it mentality, though, of like, I don't care what you think, will take you so much farther than letting your own thoughts hold you back.
Yeah. For sure.
If you 1,000%. Honestly, it's easier said than done, for sure. But like, you get over that, man. Oh man, it's crazy. You don't think people? I don't know. People probably think I'm an idiot because, oh, look at this guy. He's still trying to make music and do this, that, and the third. Whatever, man. I get money. I do what I got to do. I do shows, and yeah. I love to do it. It's a good release for me.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Well,
man.
That goes
apply the same concept.
Not to cut you off. Sorry.
Do your thing.
Oh no, I thought you had more to.
No. Right. Go ahead.
It is a theme we've definitely discussed on this show a lot. Our last guest, Hampton Fluker, he talks a lot about that, touches on that. But it is, like, it's so easy for our generation to, like, when I was a kid, I was, like, never really involved in thinking about other people's lives. And then for some reason, when you get older, it's like, you can see everybody's life on a screen.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, you start caring. Like, Kendrick and Drake, I don't give a fuck what their beef is. I don't give two shits. But for some reason, everybody wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to feel involved in something else other than themselves. And I've done it. Like, I'm like, you know, oh, hey, did you hear so-and-so said this about whatever? Then you sit back and go, what the fuck did I do today? Moving on, you know? Like,
yeah. No, I hear you.
Yeah.
People are caught up in everybody else's. That's why, like, the Kardashians or whatever got so...
All those reality stars. Yeah. Fuck them. Except for the Jersey Shore. I love the Jersey Shore. Mike the Situation. DJ Pauly Del Vecchio. Vinny Guardanino. Jenny. J-Wow. I don't know her last name. Snooki. Dina. Ronnie. Sammy.
Damn.
Angelina.
I couldn't name them if I tried, bro.
I love the Jersey Shore. If I had money, if I had infinite money at my disposal, I would love to recreate the Jersey Shore, but then put Spencer in the house and just see how he would survive. Take the most non-Italian, non-threatening dude. And what?
You got to do... Do you guys know, like, the East West Baddies show?
No,
like,
I've heard of it.
Bro, that shit is the most ridiculous shit. It's like Jersey Shore. Like, Jersey Shore is very tame. compared to how fucking insane
wow
this show is. And it's just like a bunch of like Instagram influencers or wannabe rappers or like whatever, and they so they're East Coast and West Coast, and then in each coast they have beef and like they're always fighting and shit, and like fist fighting, like straight up fist fighting. And it's on like, I forget what the channel is. It's some like weird ass channel, but bro, it's fucking insane. Like it,
East, oh my God, East, West, East, what is it?
It's like, I forget what it's called.
East,
exactly.
West Baddies.
East,
or some
West
shit.
Baddies or something like that. It's something like that.
See, right now we're doing it already without even realizing it. We're talking about other people's like stuff, but like yeah. It is different.
Bro, it's ridiculous. Because
it's like, it's insane.
It's insane.
But I get why those things are successful. Anyway, we're getting like super off topic. But I mean, it kind of goes with like wrestling. Like we're wrestlers. We're fans of wrestling. Like that's like another element of like the reality. And like, oh, did you hear about so-and-so and this? The biggest thing with wrestling too, though, is like, there's so much unnecessary negativity.
Yeah.
Which is fucking...
Yeah, it can be. Nuts. That's why you just have to focus on the positives, man. Just try to, you know, do your best to be level-headed, look at it through, yeah. You know, positive lens. That's all you can do.
Simple as that, huh?
Mm.
Drink an energy drink.
Drink a Red Bull, chill out.
Now you're going Red Bull. I thought you were back on the Ghost for a while.
Ghost, Celsius, I you know.
Why do you drink so many?
For energy? I am addicted to caffeine.
Mm. That's how you do it. That's how you handle cars, rapping, wrestling.
Yeah, there are times where I run myself a little dry, and I think that's where my caffeine addiction started.
Uh-huh.
Where I would be like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, work an overnight shift at the hospital, and then I gotta get this motor out of this Toyota. Yeah. So I gotta stay up for that. I think that's where it started, and now it's like without it, I can't function. It's probably terrible for my heart, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I would occasionally like drink a Celsius before work or after work, and I had to stop because I'm like, I don't like this. This feels like, I feel like I'm about to get attacked.
If people say this, and I'm like, I'm so fucked.
Well, because you're so used to it, probably.
It doesn't
you know?
Affect me at all.
I don't drink coffee. I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke weed.
Good for you. That
anymore.
Is like fantastic for your body, though.
But, I mean, it is, but then I'll also, like, you know, dog a fucking 8-pack of garlic knots, so.
Yeah, but, I
them
mean.
Them shits are gas. But, with, like, obviously caffeine aside, how do you juggle a full-time job, 3 different fucking hobbies, and most of them also generating different sources of income? Like, you're a very, like I've said, always hustling, very independent dude, and you're not that much older than I am, I believe.
I'm a year. I think a year old.
A year old.
I'm
so
26.
I got to catch up. But like,
I mean,
what
do,
yeah.
You
do how do you really
thing.
Handle? How do you juggle all this?
I
shit?
Think you're a hustler too, man. But I mean, I guess I man. Just. Well, I mean, I worked it out with my schedule in my job. So like, yeah. I work 3 nights a week, or I'll work 2 nights a week. So it's 3 than 2. So it's only 10 nights out of the month.
Yeah.
So that leaves me 20 days to fill up with other things, which could be, you know, wrestling show here or training here, or if I want to do record a song here, record a song here, do a show there, do a show here. You can fill in your time.
Order jeans on Amazon.
Order jeans on Amazon when, you know, that's Tuesdays, though.
That's Tuesday
yeah,
only?
Yeah, it's a Tuesday thing.
Would you say, because of your schedule, you, like, how the fuck do I phrase this? Because I have a set schedule, and I sometimes find that I can't always be on it.
I'm pretty bad with scheduling, too.
Oh, and I know.
You're
it's
aware.
Not the worst thing. I mean, hey, you know, you're just sometimes late to things, but...
Yeah, that is true.
But,
sometimes, I guess, going back, I stretch myself a little thin. But, I guess, I don't know, I kind of just figure it out as I go, and I guess that's kind of why, like, I am late to things, which I've been better about. Like, today I was on time.
On time.
And I've been better about being on time. I made that, like, a thing this year. I was like, all right, this is the year I'm going to fix being late to stuff because I don't want to be that guy anymore.
Yeah.
And so I've been working on that. I've been actively trying to not be that asshole that's late to things all the time. And, but, yeah, I guess, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's not that hard when you just kind of take a day and you're like, okay, today I'm going to do this. Okay, tomorrow I'm going to do this, whatever. I don't really have it mapped out like, okay, this whole month, this is what I have going on. You know what I mean?
I find that sometimes I think I approach it like you do, where I don't have anything kind of scheduled out and I just go for it. And then the inverse of that is I have everything scheduled out. And if I don't hit all my marks, I go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So that's something, especially this week, I've been trying to like, bro, you got to relax. Like, I have to chill out. Mm-hmm. I have to relax. Like, yeah, I'm 25, but also, bro, I'm 25. I can die tomorrow. Doesn't matter how big of a to-do list I make right now. I could step out of the house and get shot or electrocuted. Who knows?
Right.
None of it matters. So I always like admire people that are that can handle all these different things and just like it never seems like you're fucking stressed. The only thing that ever stresses you out is them hoes, man. Sorry, is women, which are great.
Women are great.
You know what? Now I think about it, I think Joe Like a Boss is my wrestling version of you. Because you guys are very similar.
I was about to be like, oh wow, that's the second thing now.
Yeah.
That the lateness is the I'm notorious. I've been I've been decent with it.
He's all right.
I'm okay. But the thing, I need a set time. I need a set time, and I'll be there.
Well, my thing is how I've done it is I'm always like, okay, clearly what I have been doing isn't working, so something needs to change. So I evaluated it, and I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna shoot for being early, so that way when I'm 15, 20 minutes late, like, I'm on time. Like today, I shot for being 15, 20 minutes early just to get here.
Yeah.
And I ended up being right on time.
Yeah, and you got here at like quarter to like 7-ish kind of.
Yeah.
I just remember the one NUW meeting we had. We were like, we're waiting for Joe. And like 2 hours fucking goes by and you're still not here. And I'm like.
So, yeah, there's
times email where him, bro.
Caught at the shop or something. And I'm like, okay. Because that's the other thing I would do.
Yeah.
Is I would be like, okay, if I'm doing this meeting at 8 p.m., I can get this car in at 5 and I'll have it out by 6:37, no problem. And then something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Oh, the parts are wrong or this or that. And the next thing you know, it's delayed or whatever. So I try to like.
But you stay account and finish, for though.
Huh?
Do you stay and finish?
Yeah. I got to get. Well, with cars especially, people are like, oh, I need my car to get to work or to get here, so I need this, or like I have to pick my kid. Whatever, you know, people need their cars.
Yeah,
so
it's like, evaluating kind of like, are my friends going to be pissed off at me, or is this car not going to run and I'm not going to make money?
Right. Because if I leave in the middle of that, I'm like, So it's like I just kind of try to be better with scheduling, I guess, or just trying not to fit a car and try not to fit too many things into one day if I can avoid it.
Gotcha.
Again, just trying not to stretch myself too thin. And shoot for being early. That's the
all right. Thing. Shoot for being early and don't stretch yourself too thin. I'm going to write that down.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if I stretch myself thin. I don't know. I think I do. Or not. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. Overthinking. Just doing it too much.
Just, you know.
Maybe I should drink energy drinks and smoke weed and drink alcohol.
This isn't weed. This is just nicotine.
I didn't even notice you had that.
Yeah.
The fuck? You've been hitting that this whole time?
I have. Is that bad?
No, I don't give a fuck. Oh. I don't think YouTube will care, right?
No, I doubt it.
I'll like censor
it. Don't get addicted to nicotine, though. I promise you. That's the one thing. It is absolutely not worth it. Caffeine and nicotine, not worth the addiction. I promise. It's just not worth it.
Cocaine, weed, and bitches.
That's better, I think.
That's the Mike Fresh method. Your first... You had a first album in 2018?
Yeah, actually.
And that was called?
Welcome to the Playlist.
Welcome to the Playlist. Spit Real Ain't No Fake Shit.
Yes, sir.
That's all I know.
You got the first two lines.
That's the only ones I know. Joe is always on my case because like, I've listened to that song a million times. Don't know the lyrics.
Well, it's not that. It's just that you try to sing the lyrics and then you sing them wrong. And I don't know if you're... At first, I'm like, oh, he's just doing a bit. And then I'm like, oh, wait, no, he's actually trying to learn.
No, he's really struggling.
He's really trying to learn these words. So I think I even sent you the lyrics one day and you still just can't get them right.
I'm going to get them one day for you. I told myself, because I knew I wanted to have you on even before our last show, and I was like, I should have the lyrics memorized and I do the intro with them.
That'd be fire.
You
screwed it up, man.
But yeah, let's talk about that. So what was like, this was 2018. Mm-hmm. At this point, you had singles out and you were still actively wrestling.
Yeah, so I had stuff out on SoundCloud, but that was my first project that I put onto Apple Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Deezer, whatever the kids listen to music Deezer. On these days. It's on 150 different platforms, or more than that.
Is it on Amazon Music?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whatever you listen to music on, it's all there. All
right.
Yeah, you look my name up on anything, you'll find it.
So what was like, what was the workflow and the creation? How did we get to be welcomed to the playlist?
Interesting question. I guess I just took it one day at a time. I had all these songs that I was recording and none of them released. So then I was like, I'll make like a little mixtape. And I put them all into one little project and I threw them all out there. Young, Dumb, and Broke isn't on Welcome to the Playlist.
That's a single.
Yeah, that was my... Yeah. Single. So I released Welcome to the Playlist as like its own single, then No Sleep, right, which is the other one.
No Sleep.
And
no
then sleep. The third one was Young, Dumb, and Broke, and that was like the breakout single or whatever. And then the other songs I just kind of threw it together on a mixtape. I had a bunch of unreleased songs and I wanted to just put them all out there at once. But I do notice that the singles do better, so that's kind of why I've been trying to just release singles.
I wonder why that is. That do you think it's like an attention span thing? Like, people can't commit to listening to the...
Yeah, I think if people... Especially because, like, I'm obviously not a well-known artist. Yeah. So, like, people often are listening to me for the first time.
Yeah.
And when someone does that, they don't want to listen to an entire album. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't have the attention span for that. That's my theory.
Which sucks, because years ago, there's no such thing as, like, buying a single or... Right. You had to listen to the whole fucking thing.
Right.
Which sucks for the artist, because you...
It's good. There's good and bad to it for sure. Like it's. I think it's easier now, more so than ever, to put music or anything out there into the world. But it's also like you're competing with people just having the addiction to scrolling through different things and whatever else. So you have to keep people's attention. So that's why I think singles do better, because people will more likely give 3 minutes of their time to listen to a song, or even a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Versus like, okay, this whole album or mixtape is 58 minutes or an hour. They have to give like a whole hour of their time.
Yeah. Would you think, so as a music artist and on the whole, like the decaying of the attention span or just how things have changed through social media, would you say that you had to like reapproach how you produce and go about music, or you're just like, fuck it, whatever? Because it seems like with the album especially, you're just like, fuck it, I'll just make an album.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of how it was. Yeah, I guess I did reevaluate for sure. I mean, I definitely took into consideration that like, I noticed another thing too, and especially in 2018, 2019, 2020, a lot of people were making very short songs, very short, sweet to the point.
Yeah, everything seemed like it was like 2 minutes.
So like that's kind of where I kind of leaned into that a little bit. But there's also part of me that's like, at this current point, I'm like, whatever, man, I'm just going to make music that I like and I'm going to put it out there.
Pull up your album
and
real quick.
What it is. Yeah, that's my, I cringe sometimes when people.
No, because there's one song on Welcome to the Playlist that I'm like, this is my shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
You're like a boss.
But I feel like as an artist, I'm so much better than I was in 2018 that like I go back and I cringe. Like sometimes people will be like, oh, I listen to this song all the time. And I'm like, really? I'm like, oh,
hey, I mean, you're getting to the point, 2018, that's what, 6 years?
Yeah.
You got classics.
You can consider them
that. Yeah, fucking classics. Yeah, but again, how do you know how far you're going to get good? Get good. How? Bruh. What a fucking sentence. How do you know how you're going to get better in the future, unless you're not, you know, actively trying?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That was like the worst attempt at a sentence.
You got there.
I fucking hate this podcast so much because I'm just looking and constantly editing things that I'm fucking up or.
Screw that shit,
but
man.
But it's also like, whatever, you know?
Remember, fuck it. The fuck it mentality, man.
I couldn't get that sentence out.
I get what you mean. Like, you know, you never know how far.
Bitch on the go. I'm pissed that Yankee uses that on his...
He actually asked me if he could, and I was like, absolutely. And we were actually going to make like a little remix to it, like a little Spanish.
Wait, no. Maybe it wasn't off of Welcome to the Playlist.
It might be one of the singles. Who knows?
It was one of the singles. I think it was Nothing to Say, I think. Yeah, Nothing to Say.
Oh, that one?
Yeah. I like that one.
I appreciate that, man.
Yo, you know what my... real quick, we have to talk about... Okay. The first music video that you did.
Love Me Like I'm Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, man.
That, I know it's like, yo, how do you know you're going to be good if you're not trying? That, though, is
pretty bad.
I love it.
Yeah?
I'm not shitting on you at all. Like, it's so fucking funny. But yeah. I know you, and I imagine the time you're like, yo, this is tough. Like,
I went for a concept, right? And this is why you go to people like Dying Films Industry.
Dying Industry Films. Try that again.
Dying Industry Films. My apologies. Jesus, it's hot in here. Fucking,
it is hot as fucking.
But anyway,
turn on the fan. Let us know.
No, it's okay.
All right.
But yeah, that's why you go to professional people to do these things.
Dying Films Industry. Visit our website. Dying Films Industry.
Jesus Christ.
UK.org.
My lord. I apologize. But
it's all good. It's all right. Nobody remembers our fucking
name. My mind is fucking scrambled just as yours.
No, it's all good.
I basically shot that all in a day on my iPhone. And
I love that.
I thought that. And I edited it all on what do you call that? Like a trial version of Final Cut Pro.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Like, at least you downloaded Final Cut. Some people can't even do that stuff.
Yeah. I didn't do like Windows Movie Maker.
What I love about that music video. I think it's Jason. Is it Jason McLaren?
Jason McLaren.
Shout out Jason McLaren. He's a comedian. Joe, check him out. I got to have him on one day. and just like make fun of him.
Honestly, can I be there for that? Just I want to be like where he is.
And last time when we were all bowling, I was just like ragging on him a whole fucking. I was just like, yo, I got a better joke that's funnier than your joke. But nah, Jason's the best. I just love when he's like one handing a machine gun. Like any last words.
No, that was actually Ryan Thompson.
Ryan Thompson.
That's Robbie's little brother.
That's Robbie's brother? Okay, yeah. All right, I got it confused. But there's a shot, Spencer, in his music video where he's like, gangster, an assault rifle. Like, any last words?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. Hey, it is what it is. Hey, that video has more views than the ones that we made, so.
Yo, damn.
Say what you will. Say what you will.
A lot of idiots out there then, huh? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, and speaking on that, let's talk about Nothing's the Same No More. That was a music video that we collaborated on, directed and produced by Dying Industry Films, which if you haven't watched it, go fucking watch it, you dickhead. Talk about that, because that song, for sure, different from the rest that you make.
Yeah, I have a lot more similar concept songs where I'm just kind of putting more emotion out there. Mm-hmm. I think that's the direction I'm going this year.
And what was the emotion behind Nothing's the Same Anymore, if you care to share?
Yeah, just loss, dealing with a lot of mental things. Mm-hmm. I feel like I guess I'm putting myself out there in a vulnerable state in a lot of my newer stuff, my unreleased stuff, and I feel like that's the direction I want to go because I feel like that's the music people relate to more and get attached to rather than just your generic run-of-the-mill, like, oh, he can rap in a certain flow, you know what I mean? I feel like at this point, I think it's just more beneficial for me as an artist and my mental state and everything to just be more vulnerable, put myself out there. Nothing's the Same. It is just concept where I just let it all out there, just was vulnerable, just said what I had to say, and that was it. That was pretty much back to the
fuck it attitude.
Basically.
And that with music especially, I mean any artist, the vulnerability thing is a representation of yourself, music, art, films. Something I literally just talked about earlier, how like I struggle with that. But we had another guest, Leah, on like very early on when we were doing the podcast, and she had always talked about like, oh, I want to release more music, but now she's like it seems like every other week she's got like something new coming out, which is just like so great to see and for anybody to like overcome that. And it is true, like people do relate more to the music that hooks you in a party song or a hype song is a hype song. But you don't always feel like partying and you don't always feel like being hyped all the fucking time. There's a reason why we go to the gym and listen to fucking metal and rap and DMX. And there's a reason why we're laying down in bed at night listening to fucking the Cranberries or some shit, you know?
Right, right.
Because I remember when you approached us with doing that music video, and I was like, interesting, because I'd never heard you do music, like do a song like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I was like, well, we got to do something for this. And I had a lot of fun shooting that. I shot that on my birthday, so happy birthday to me.
Yes.
That was a fun time. I enjoyed that music video. And that was the third music video we did. Yeah. I have another question for you. Okay. Let's talk about the wrestling real quick. What's your favorite match that you've had?
Recently?
Just in general.
That's a hard question, man.
I meant to ask Jordan. I think I asked Jordan this, but I don't remember if I did. But so far, you two have been the only wrestlers that I've had on, including myself, even though we're barely wrestlers and Jordan's a fucking megastar.
I think my match with Judgment, I think, was like one of my favorites.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I remember. That's the one I got whiplash.
I
got messed up. But I called the spots where I got messed up. Like, I was actually like, all right, you know, we're doing this.
Was that your worst injury?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That was just because the ring was so small, too. Yeah. So, like, I had nowhere to fall as I was taking the Judgment Slam.
Yeah.
Came up with his knee. I remember my back just hit the rope, and I just went, bam, bam. And I remember my neck was swollen for, like, 3 days.
Dude, after the match, Spencer, like, we were tearing down the ring and taking apart the whole show. And Joe just, his voice progressively got, like, more and more as if it was being choked. And his neck just got bigger. By the end of the night, he looked like a dick. Like, he looked purple and like all fucking round. I was like, yo, I had never probably like, and I've seen people get fucked up. Like, I was never more concerned for somebody. I was like, dude, Joe, you need to go, because I never seen whiplash like that before.
Yeah, I didn't go. All I did was I went home, I took a heating pad, and it, like, you know those vibrating ones?
Yeah.
I took it, I put it on my neck for like 2 days, went away.
Well, yeah, because what, I mean, all it is just like a strain of the,
yeah.
That's so fucking scary, though.
My neck basically like stretched, basically.
Yeah, he'll show you the clip. You have the clip.
Yeah, I think I do somewhere.
Yeah.
So you could put it in here if you want, I don't care. I think that show is actually coming out soon. On YouTube, I think. I saw an Instagram post.
I don't even know when the fuck that was.
That was, I mean...
Was that Roulette Rumble?
Yeah.
That came out already.
2022? 2023? Yeah. Oh, it did come out.
Whoops. Spoiler alert, guys. NUW is like 3 years behind. So, like, in real time, which is now...
Yeah, I think we just kind of
our YouTube channel is, like, still three... We're like, you think we're behind with stuff, Spencer? Woof.
Yeah, no, we're like way behind.
But go support NUW. They got some good wrestling on there. I'm on there.
And if you want to see me get whiplash.
And if you want to see Joe get really nasty whiplash,
look at the Roulette Rumble.
Second question, what's the worst match that you've had?
I don't even remember the kid's name. Do you remember? Yeah, I think you know exactly where I'm going with this, though.
The one that was on the street.
We were by Felix. Yeah, by Felix's house. Mm-hmm. Actually, right down the road here. We set up like
right up the hill.
Yeah, yeah, actually, yep. And we set up the ring or whatever, and then Navon's like, okay, we got this new guy coming, and blah, 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 you're going to wrestle him. He's really good, blah, blah, blah. He's talking him up. I'm like, okay. I get in there, and the kid doesn't know how to do anything. And I was like, oh, my Lord.
The biggest thing was when you guys went to lock up, he flinched.
Like, yeah.
He like, thought Joe was going to hurt him, and I was like, oh, no.
I literally I remember I just took him, and then I realized, you know, shortly into the match he couldn't wrestle, so yeah. I just powerbombed the fuck out of him and pinned him, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Navon, like, never do that to me again. Like, don't put me in there with people that don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, to all aspiring wrestlers out there, get trained, for the love of God.
Seriously.
At least complete the basic step. I'm nobody. I am nobody. I'm probably one of the worst fucking wrestlers
you will
ever see. But at the very least, I went and got trained, so that way I didn't harm anybody. I didn't sell a neck breaker right, though. I thought for sure you were going to say, I'm going to put that
should
clip.
Be. That should be.
This clip is 100% going to go in the show.
Please.
And this is, I'm going to have to edit so many things into this podcast, but honestly, I don't even fucking care anymore because it's going to be funny.
Yeah,
long story short. But you know what, though? Okay.
So, this motherfucker rolled the wrong way.
First, hold on.
Like, I did a flipping neck breaker to him, right? And I flip over him, and this motherfucker flips the wrong way. And it just looks so stupid.
I'm going to play the clip right now.
Together at Joseph Anthony. It looked like...
That was all right, so let me explain what
And he did it again. You did it twice. You did it twice. And it was like, there was a period of time between those two matches where I was like, all right, Mike, I'm giving you the wrong neck breaker. Don't fuck
no,
it up.
No, it was twice in the same match, dickhead.
Was it?
It was, you did it twice in the same right. match. First all of all, right. don't do the same spot twice. What the fuck's wrong with you? But
yeah, we were done.
I don't know. For some fucking reason, I thought when I like got ready to take that move, I thought you went that way.
Like, you thought I did a backflip?
No, I thought you ran... So, it's me and Everett, I think.
Yes.
And we're both, like, ready to...
Yes.
For some reason, I thought you hit the ropes on my side and not Everett's side. So, then when you... Like, when I felt you coming, pause. I flipped hey, that yo. Way. And then I realized, oh, man, hey, I just yo. Fucked this up. And I knew you were never going to let me live it down. And you still haven't. Because we even, like... We
that might have that might have been, like, seven... Five years ago? I have no idea. That was a long time ago. But I promise you, I remind Mike of this all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
And no matter where we go.
I'm like, remember that time you sold my neck breaker?
No matter where it is. The bowling alley.
A podcast.
A podcast. That's it. Those are the three places I see Joe. A bowling alley, a podcast, wrestling ring. That's not true. I think we ran into each other one time at the grocery store.
Probably.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Nah, I'm just kidding. But, probably one of my least proudest moments ever in wrestling. I've had a lot was that. Because I was just like, damn. All I had to do was turn this way and I turned that way. Like, how do you fuck that up? But I watched that clip back and I go, that's fucking hilarious. There's also another clip even longer ago in the backyard days where we were in like this big ladder match situation. And you like hit somebody and you're like talking shit to the camera. And I just like. Run in with a trash can.
Oh,
absolutely
my
send his
God.
Shit like flying, bro.
I'll remember put that. In that. Oh my God.
You remember that?
Yes.
Yo, shit is so fucking funny.
I think that was
bro.
The mop top chubby days for me.
Yeah, and I was still fat and out of shape and unathletic. Oh, wait, was that yes? No, that was a while ago. And avoiding, oh, belly to belly. Oh,
boom.
The silly things that we do, like, as much as it is ridiculous, like, we were teenagers in high school,
mm-hmm.
and on our Saturdays, we were waking up mad early, getting our old wrestling gear together, and yep. going and wrestling in a backyard with people from, like, other states,
yep.
people twice our age, people younger than us, and, like, you know what the weird thing about it was? I never got any shit for, like, wrestling in a backyard in high school. Did you?
No. No. People knew about it, too.
Yeah. Like,
we were like, back, actually, I remember people kind of thinking it was cool, which yeah. is weird, especially where we went to high school. Like, you would think people would for sure make fun of us, but, like,
I never got shit. The girls used to give me shit for it, too. They'd be like, come hang out with me. That's kidding. That never happened. I've never had girls ask me to hang out. My girlfriend does sometimes. But, yeah, I was always like, damn, I never, like, I don't know, because I wouldn't pick on somebody for that. I'd be like, yo, that's fucking cool. I'd be like, that's a little weird. I mean, there's still times where I show up to shows and I'm like, am I really doing this?
Yeah, I've had those.
But moments. Then it's so much fun because you just pretend to yeah. like be somebody else and fucking kick somebody's ass in front of a crowd. You have yeah. your music play. Sometimes music sung by you.
True.
And then you go have a good fucking time. The best is when we were the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And just the whole gimmick was like, fuck everybody, we're better than everybody else. Yeah. And just yeah. didn't give a shit at all.
That was a lot of fun.
Those so much days. Fun.
It was it was short-lived, it felt. But, like, it was so cool for what it was.
Yeah. For the 47 people that watched it on YouTube.
Hell yeah. Thank Shout you. Out to everybody that watched the UWF NY.
Who the fuck just sent me a Discord notification? All right, Joe. Are you ready for the game show?
Let's do it.
The built-in game show. Let's Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. It's time for Ballin' at What Cost? Hell yeah. Oh, my God. Fuck.
Ballin' at What Cost?
So here's how this works. We're going to list three items.
Oh, man, I'm bad at these.
You're going to list the three items from least expensive to most expensive.
Okay.
Now, we're not going to tell you how much these items are, obviously, because then there wouldn't be a game. And our three items are a pair of Lee jeans, regular fit, size 32-32.
I should know this, and I don't.
Jordan Oliver East Coast Ace t-shirt, which was a collaboration with, like, what's the name of the website? It says on the screenshot. It's a collab shirt with somebody.
Stiff Blade.
StiffBlade.com.
Okay.
It's a dope shirt.
It is pretty cool.
And a 12-pack of Ghost Energy drink. Oh, so all you have to do is list the three items in order from least expensive to most expensive. We got the Lee jeans. We got the Ghost 12-pack of energy drinks and the Jordan Oliver t-shirt. Ballin' at What Cost.
You said the Jordan Oliver t-shirt is just like the t-shirt itself. That's it?
It's just a t-shirt.
I'm going to say that's the cheapest. I'm going to go 12-pack of Ghost and number three for the Lee jeans. I'm going to say Lee jeans are the most expensive.
All right, locking that in?
Locking it in, baby.
All right, can we have the results?
All right, the least expensive item were the Lee jeans.
Damn, Joe.
Yeah.
And I thought you were a Lee jeans guy.
I thought I was, too.
This is an extremely hard.
I wanted to give him a tricky one.
That was a tough.
They're
one.
All within $10.
Okay.
Because the last two guests gap. Had two. They were too easy. Yeah, so now I'm like switching it up.
Okay. Well, fair enough. I gave it a shot.
Yeah.
So wait. Good. So the Lee jeans were the cheapest.
Then the energy drink. Then the Jordan.
How much is the Jordan t-shirt?
$29.99.
Oh, I figured
literally.
It was only
$22
I'll
read the prices. Literally, Lee jeans were $22.57.
Damn.
The Sour Patch Kid Ghost Energy Drink 12-pack was $27.96, and then the t-shirt was
$29.99. Damn.
So he put you to the test.
Yeah, I put you to the test. I figured there wouldn't be anybody best to put to the test, because Joe, like a boss, is unlike the rest.
Ooh.
Bars. And that concludes Ballin' at What Cost. All right, Joe. As we wind down here.
Word.
As we wind down to this hot-ass fucking studio. Maybe we get central air, or like a big... I don't know. I got to figure that out.
Might be a little pricey.
I could afford it.
For sure.
What do you got coming up next, Joe? What are you working towards in 2024? We're like halfway through the year already, which is terrifying. It's at the time of recording this, it's like the end of May.
Time flies, man.
This year's been flying by.
Yeah. Well, I guess mechanically, we're moving to a new shop. Back to our old shop, really. Those shop that you went to.
Oh,
we moved from there. Now we're moving
at
back.
Riffs?
Yeah. Riff We're going Sons. Back there.
Shout so out to Riff cool. and Sons. They fixed my car for me.
Music this summer, I'm looking to release a few singles. Mm. So be on the lookout for that. And in July, we have a wrestling show coming up. So
you sure do. July 21st.
July 21st.
Is that Head-On Collision?
Yes.
Whatever it is. Come pop out and watch it.
It's going to be on 13 Mill Street in Newburgh, New York, if you're in the area.
Hell yeah, where they always are. All right, new music on the horizons. Are we going to see a new music video from Joe Like a Boss?
I think this summer I'm going to do a little collab with you guys again.
A little diff collab. Maybe some people will watch it.
Maybe.
How many views does ours have compared to the one you made?
I think 200 or 300. And then Love Me Like I'm Dead music video has like 1,100.
1,100, and then Nothing's the Same Anymore has 200?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the streams have been good for the song.
Okay. All right.
That's cool.
Well, all right. You didn't promote it. That's why.
Maybe I got to do a better job promoting it this time for sure.
Or maybe it's just I didn't do a good job. But hey, Redemption.
No, I thought the music video was fantastic. I love it.
If anybody, here's a little thing. If you watch the Nothing the Same No More music video and listen to this episode all the way through and comment, I watched both, you get nothing, because that's the bare minimum.
Now, if you comment that I watched both and I believe you, I will reply to your comment and be like, yo, here's an Amazon gift card.
Yeah, just give me your social and I'll give you an Amazon gift card.
Exactly.
Because actually, Venmo me because my bank account doesn't work, but then I'll give you the money.
Exactly.
Scam. All right, Joe. Hell yeah. Right, that's what's up. It's been a pleasure having you on here.
Hell yeah.
You know, it's always good to chat with a friend that I know so well, and then things can get deep. Like, you notice this episode has been like such a, it's been like ragging on you, and you ragging on me, and then it's just like self-awareness, all types of shit, degrading women, smoking weed. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Tons of fun, man.
Yeah.
It's been a blast.
One last thing, Joe, before we close this fucker out. All guests on this show have the opportunity to walk away with something great and to walk away with something financially great.
Word.
So, here's how this works.
Okay.
Got the mystery box right here. You can have $20.
Okay.
Or what's in the mystery box.
Interesting.
Yeah. Choose wisely. So far, we've had somebody win a framed 8x10 of me playing football in high school. We've had somebody win a handful of dinosaurs. We've had somebody win a fucking car.
Bro, I'm really hoping for the 8x10 of you in football.
Well, I already gave that away.
You don't have another one?
Maybe. We can print it out for you.
Okay.
So we're going mystery box? It could be in there.
Yeah, I think we're going mystery box.
We're going mystery box. All right. There we go. I hold on to my $20 another week. Ooh, I just completely knocked into Russia.
I mean, how do you not go mystery box? Do you want me to open this now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Open it. You ready? What is it? Oh, it's a shirt.
Here it is.
Oh, baby.
The Crazy Rican.
Crazy Rican t-shirt.
Yes, sir.
Courtesy of Felix Davila, a.k.a. The Butcher, Don Curvin, a.k.a. Crazy Rican. He changed his gimmick like every other week, but it's like almost the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know what to fucking call him
anymore.
This
is sick, though.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And it's my size. Thank you guys so much.
Because I don't think that fits me anymore. So
this actually fits me.
There you go. I was trying to find my Welcome to the Playlist shirt and give that back to you.
Because
it doesn't fit me anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I could probably get you another.
Because I got too big. Oh, I don't want it.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm like, fuck you, Mike. I was going to give you a little I was going to give you a little mystery box and everything.
You guys have a soul crush and be like, I'll get you a shirt. No, thanks.
Nah, fuck you.
Me and my girlfriend were making this joke earlier. It's like, yo, who the fuck is buying Under Armour sneakers besides like gym teachers? I have to know. So then we were doing this bit. It's like, hey, Under Armour shoes, only $2. No, but they're $2. Free pair of shoes. No, I'm good. I don't want that. Nothing more soul crushing. It's especially when I go to give somebody a business card. They go, oh, I'm going to throw it out. Yeah, damn. I know, but at least take it.
That's shitty.
Fucker.
You gotta be a special type of piece of shit to be like, nah.
You sure fucking do.
I'm like, fuck you, man.
And on that note, Joe, thank you for coming on.
It's been great, man.
This has been fun. This feels less stressful than all the other. Not saying that the previous guests were stressful, but it's like, I know you super well, so it always is like, feels just like two dudes chatting. With microphones in front of them.
Oh, yeah, man. Because
that's exactly what it was. All right. Thank you, everybody that listened and watched, stayed to the end. If you did, like and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. I don't think we're on X, and we might be on TikTok soon. And Joe, plug your music. Free plug. Go.
Joe Like a Boss on anything that you desire.
It's on 150 streaming platforms?
Everything.
Is it really 150 out there?
Yeah, I think it's actually more now.
Wow.
It's DistroKid, so I use DistroKid. But anyway, Joe Like a Boss on anything. Instagram is Joe_likeaboss. That's the main one I use. And then anywhere you listen to music, whether it's Amazon, YouTube, whether it's Apple Music, Spotify, wherever else, I'm on it all.
So. And anything you want to say to the young Joe Like a Boss is out there in the world.
Change everything. Do it all differently.
Don't fucking do this.
Don't fucking do anything that I did. And that's it.
All right.
Yeah, man.
I guess we don't have to end on a positive note. Fuck you. Give up. Don't start a podcast.
Yeah, nah, give up, man. Just give it all away, bro. It's just not worth it.
All right. Thank you, Spencer, for tuning in, or tuning in, for being our fucking guy. And I guess thank you for tuning in when you listen to this. So on that note, later.
Peace.
That was
it. We're out.
Seven episode. That was fun. How long was that?
Hour 15.
Hour 15. I'm getting them good. I'm getting them tight.